אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Outside Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, there is a forest called the Forest of the Righteous Among the Nations. It comprises 26,000 trees, everyone planted for someone who had the courage to save Jews from the Holocaust. Among those 26,000 are 34 trees, each one of them planted for a diplomat who has been designated Righteous Among the Nations for saving Jews from the Nazis. And so now there's a unique exhibition. It's an initiative of the Israeli Foreign Ministry and through the Foreign Ministry's Israeli Embassy, which is a photographic exhibition to honor those 34 diplomats who have been designated Righteous Among the Nations. And so the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies has been working with the embassy and with Israeli Parliamentary Friends of Israel in New South Wales to put on a photographic exhibition of the city for diplomats. It'll be staged at New South Wales Parliament House for the month of February, from February 3 to 28, and it'll be mounted in what's called the Fountain Court, which is a very central area at Parliament House, of photographs of the majority of those 34 diplomats.
Can you please tell us about the diplomats and who were they? I know that you can't talk about the 34, but can you tell us about some of them?
To tell you about a couple of them, Senpo Sugihara, for example, was the Japanese one-man consul together with his wife in Kovno, Lithuania. And this is, he woke up one morning to look outside his window and to see literally thousands of Jewish people waiting outside to ask him if they could get visas to come through Shanghai, which was then under Japanese control, to go to a little tiny island called Curacao. Sugihara sends a request to Tokyo for permission to give these visas. The response comes back, no. He sends a second request for permission. The response comes back, no. He sends a third request. The response comes back, not only is it no, but you've been sacked from your position, come home in disgrace. And over the next few weeks before he left, he issued approximately 6,000 life-saving visas to Jews in the area. And there are an estimated 40,000 Jewish people around the world today, including here in Australia, who owe their lives to Senpo Sugihara. Another one who's being honored is Selahattin Ulkaman, who was the Turkish Muslim consul general on Rhodes Island, which is where my own family come from. And when the 2,000 Jews who were still on Rhodes were rounded up by the Germans, Ulkaman went to the German commander. He said, I know that 42 of these people have Turkish nationality. I want them released. After a back and forth, he got them released. And I have to say, among those 42 were five Alevi members of my own family. So he saved 42 people. And the last one I mentioned, which is a famous name, Raoul Wallenberg, who was a Swedish diplomat in Hungary, in Budapest. And he is credited with saving thousands of people by setting up safe houses under the Swedish flag, and in so doing managed to save thousands of Jews from the Nazis in Hungary. So there are many, every one of these stories, an inspiring story about courage, humanitarianism, about people refusing to do nothing in the face of the genocide.
We're talking to Vic Aladev, the CEO of New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Vic, last week we marked 75 years for the liberation of Auschwitz, for the death camp of Auschwitz. We are very worried about the rise of anti-Semitism in Australia. Would you like to comment about it?
Indeed, and counterintuitively, the further away we get from the dark years of the Holocaust, the more important it is to not only to remember, but to acknowledge one can never understand, but to acknowledge and to learn about and to learn the lessons of where racial hatred can lead. And so, exactly as you rightly say, there's an alarming spike in anti-Semitic incidents around the world, in countries in Europe, in the US, and unfortunately here in Australia as well. And this all comes against the background of the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz on last Sunday, Monday, January 27th. And so it is extremely concerning. And as I said, the further away we get from those years, the more important it is that there is universal knowledge and awareness of what happened and of the lessons of where racial hatred can ultimately lead.
Vic, very often listeners phone me and they ask me, what can they do to combat anti-Semitism? Do you have any suggestion?
Awareness is the first response, and that means that it's not enough for us to see incidents and wring our hands and say, isn't that terrible? People need to speak out, and not only, and even more importantly than Jewish people speaking out, is members of the wider community speaking out. And so we need to encourage our friends, and particularly if there are people in positions of influence in industry, in media, in politics, in across the board, the more people who call it out and identify it for what it is, the healthier it is for our society as a whole, including obviously from the Jewish community. And so when we hear any politicians or any media or anybody making anti-Semitic remarks, engaging in anti-Semitic incidents, it's not enough to say, isn't this terrible, and move on, but to contact the Board of Deputies, contact ECAJ, contact roof bodies, and say, this incident has happened, can you do something, or how can I do something? So it's to be active when this happens, and ideally to be preemptive as well, which is another whole discussion, but that's about awareness raising. So it's about being active and proactive, and essentially it comes down to education. Sadly, as Robert Whitstridge wrote, what we are talking about is the longest hatred. And sadly, that's the reality, and we just have to be positive about dealing with it and not letting it define us in any sense at all.
Vic Aladev, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.